Warning, Supernatural The Crossroads contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Supernatural The Crossroads. I'm your host, Thomas Cowley. Joined with me today is Ryan Denton.
Yo.
And Michael Flores.
Hello.
And we're doing another installment of our chaotic fuckfest of a role-playing game with Game Master David Sabal joining us in studio once again. David, thank you for being here.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Why you gotta call it a fuckfest?
Because it constantly is. It's just, that's what is always happening.
Cluster fuck. I mean, we're not fucking, and it's not a fest.
Well, at least not yet.
I might have to get myself out of the situation.
You actually might have to. Yeah, you're kind of fucked, literally.
It's bad. It's bad. But for those of you who don't remember, it's been quite a while since we did this last installment here. So I had to do a bit of a refresher and re-listen to this. I know David does every time before he comes into studio.
Not me.
I'm looking forward to this. And then I say that now, and I'm going to immediately regret that.
Well, when you hear the road so far, basically you tell me what you think of the keys.
So let's just get straight into it, because we constantly take way too long just to like do one thing. So
yeah, we really do.
I'm going to hand things over to David so we can get going.
All right, here we go. We're going to start things off with the road so far. No more. So the road continues for our intrepid hunters as they leave the heat of the Valley of the Sun for the heat of the concrete jungle of L.A. This time the hunters find themselves in a legitimate case for a change to help protect an old assistant of Flab's, one Kenneth Cole, who is being hunted by a strange supernatural being. After a gas station makeout session between Veronica and Kate,
he always has to bring that
and
part
getting
up.
Past the border with God a little damn help of the little seduction from Veronica, the hunters got to L.A. Once in L.A., the hunters decided to split up as Veronica went to find food for her hungry associates.
God damn it.
That was when Flab and Cade were introduced to Kenneth via a speeding car that ran them over. After both escaped certain injury, the two decided to make a getaway as they were then introduced to the creature of the week, a mysterious being exuding lightning from their body. Unable to identify the being, Flab and Kay grabbed Kenneth and sped off into the night in Ken's car.
You should just throw water at him.
What followed was a session of Cade being fast while Flab was being furious with his trusty getting away in Kenneth's vehicle. From there, wannabe T2 chasers on motorbikes.
I think you lose plot points for that one.
Veronica, who showed up to the scene late, finds herself stuck in the production office as police have surrounded the building after being alerted by the festivities following Kenneth. And now she needs to find a way out to find her way back to her associates, or will something new make this case even stranger?
You're going to need to loosen up them
armed with skills. Only her mouth and her vagina. Will she survive?
That's not only. There's a third hole.
She needs
It's going to turn into a gangbang.
I remember I was the only one who had found any clues, though,
yes,
so far, because I found the devil's trap.
You found the devil's trap?
In the office.
In Flab's office.
Right, so that's
he better loosen something up his mouth muscles. He's not getting out of this situation.
And I think you had Cade had texted the address,
yes,
of
where we're going.
The kid, the guy, the PA,
Kenneth Cole,
Cole's
the shoemaker,
where he says that it will be safe.
Right, and so now my car is like surrounded by cops, and I'm
and now
shit creek.
Well, you're stuck in. basically in a rock and a hard place.
You're going to have to roll, and you're going to have to hope you roll well.
Let's set
the tone for you, Thomas. Jesus. It is nighttime still.
What time in the night?
Cops are there?
He's surrounded.
Yes. The building's surrounded. Fucked. And, like, they're basically doing an investigation around.
Jeez. Oh my!
Around the perimeter. Uh-huh. What you going to do? You know that basically you're hiding right next to the building. That's in a window, right next that leads into Lab's office.
Okay.
You know that basically the cops are around. They are between you and your car. In fact, some of the police are right now looking at your car and investigating it.
Fuck.
You got that random call from Cade that nearly blew your cover.
I know. That was fun. That was a good one.
And you guys got through that. You do have the address of where they're going.
Okay.
Now, it's obvious that basically you are not going to be able to get to your car.
Right.
Unless you want to try to you know, do some acting with the police.
Yeah, acting. That's what they call it.
First things first, what I want you to do.
Great.
I want you to actually now start things up by rolling for. Let's start with an alertness.
Just straight alertness?
Yeah, because I want you to see if you notice something.
One of the cops has fly down.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. That is actually really good. You're looking around, and once in a while, you'll glance inside, and it's pretty dark inside the
office. Am I in the building? Right,
you were getting out.
Okay.
So you ducked under some bushes that were next to the window. So.
All right.
You're glancing around, and you notice something very strange.
Mm.
There is this, you know, like how alongside building, they have like pipes.
Yeah.
That let drainage out.
Yeah.
You notice that drainage one of the pipes next to Flap's office.
Yeah.
One looks like it was ripped open and something, it just glimmers inside.
It's the sword from Harry Potter.
Is it within arm's reach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like someone basically was standing next to the window to do this.
Okay, well,
ooh, creepy.
Is anybody around? I want to try and take that or look or see what it is.
Go ahead and roll for. Do you have stealth?
I have covert.
Covert,
same thing.
Same thing. I do have that.
Stealth mission, covert mission.
Anything to hide the mustiness between your legs?
Oh,
Jesus!
Summer's
That's
Eve.
So gross.
I just have a D2 for that, though. Or do I add anything else?
No. Just go ahead and roll a D2.
Hope you get a 2.
One of two.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. You are able to grab it.
Okay. What is it?
When you pull it out, it looks like it's a package that's wrapped in paper, but there's like a weird medallion sticking out of it. That's what caught your eye from the pipe.
Okay, can I try and see if I recognized the symbol at all? I have symbols.
Oh.
As.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so.
I didn't think that was actually going
to
come into
play. So what I want to do, so I have lore, which is a D6. Symbols.
Yeah.
Symbols, which is a D2.
Well, it's important for this one.
And then I want to add the higher education, which is also a D2.
Damn, okay.
That I can add to.
He's going
to
roll a 1.
Recollection and knowledge.
Perfect.
Rolls. So what is that? Just a 4 and a 6 then?
Yes.
5 total.
5 total out of
10.
10. The most you can come out with it is a demonic cult.
Okay.
So it's got a...
Well, I also had demons, so I should have added that next time.
It's got a land.
Well, okay. First you find out... With the trying to figure out the symbol, you just figure out as a demonic cult. You can do more research later.
Not in the bushes while cops are around,
Yeah,
though.
Especially since you hear someone...
That's typically where I
did you hear something?
She starts doing research in the bushes.
I blew out some books.
Hold on 1 second.
As I said...
Glasses up.
You hear two of the police officers nearby. One says, hey, did you hear something? And they look in your direction.
Am I like out in the open, or am I?
You're in the bush. You're partly in the bush.
You're in your bush.
I will.
Is this Vietnam?
I'm going to. What
Vietnam.
Do you do?
In the tree.
What is your initial reaction?
Charlie, don't surf.
Do you try to hide? Do you try to actually play it off?
Pull out your boobs, flash them.
I try to just stay hidden. Thing.
Try to stay hidden.
Yeah, I've got a backup plan to that.
Roll covert.
Just covert, or do I? Agility, do I add anything to this?
No, it's just plain covert.
Fuck me, all right.
You're fucked.
One out of two. It's only two. I had just added that.
Here we go
that.
With the bad with rolls.
The worst roller ever.
Yes.
He's so yeah. bad.
Here we go with the bad rolls.
It's 50-50, right?
Yeah, but you have bad luck. Bad luck has yeah. no percentages.
I got a 9 on the first roll.
The police basically shine their light, and it's just like a spotlight. You immediately are seen. One of the police officers, let's roll this real
damn,
quick.
Damn, she got some nice titties.
Look at them titties come out of the bush. Come on, girl, come out that bush.
One is a male, one is a female.
I said don't pull doesn't out matter. Your bush.
They both.
Are these them yelling
at yeah.
shit?
Right? Hey, baby, what are you doing over there?
But unfortunately,
city, what
no.
city is this? Actually, we should probably defund the police if that's how they're.
Actually, you could say like there's a random
yo, baby,
homeless
yo,
guy.
Baby, yo, baby.
There's a random homeless guy just basically
okay.
points you out.
Yo, why is your bush out in that bush?
And the police officers look at you, say, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" And they
"Oh, that's not."
Fun. Walk towards you. Well, no, the homeless guy is there.
Oh, I'm the homeless guy.
Yeah, you're the homeless guy.
Hey, yeah, what are you doing over there? You flicking the bean?
What homeless guy talks like that?
This homeless guy. Shut up, let me roleplay my character, asshole.
Exactly. I'm giving him a chance to roleplay.
God damn.
So, what do you do, Thomas?
Yo, what are you doing over there? You thinking?
God damn it. You're screwing up my thinking.
That's the whole point.
Hey, you got $5?
Hey, you got any spare change?
I ran out of gas.
I'm trying to buy a 40 of some OE.
Officer, thank God you're here. These guys have been harassing me all night. I lost my keys.
Shit.
I can't get into the building, and my boss has been mad at me the whole fucking day, and it's just...
You got some nice
I want to try
though.
And just pretend like I'm trying to get into the building stressed
roll,
out.
Roll for your...
I don't believe that story. It? I think she's trying to fucking break in.
Jesus Christ. I have persuasion.
Persuasion, that's it.
Right. I'll show you persuasion.
And allure, so that's another
just
deep.
Right, Brian.
So let's see. Let's see.
What? Why is it always got to go there?
What else did you mean by persuasion?
You better make it good.
Asian persuasion.
Better right. make this roll good.
Hey, why are you not going star?
I changed my
now you change race?
Nine.
He's Chinese now.
Oh my God. Out of.
You buy now.
14. Nine out of 14.
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough. The one police officer goes over and basically tells the homeless guy, oh, hey,
I lost my keys and he's just been yelling this all night. I was so okay. scared.
It's all right, Jack. I'll leave.
Let's right, see. I'm gone. The police officer basically asks you, what are you doing here late at night?
I'm a writer's assistant for the production studio and my boss has been just on my case. And so I had to work late and I lost my keys in the dark and this guy was just harassing me and I was so scared.
This is the same thing he does when he gets pulled over by cops in real life.
They kind of go along with it. They basically Jesus say,
fucking Christ.
They basically say, okay, well, why not? I'll tell you what, this is right now a scene of investigation right now. We'll let you in, but one of us is going with you because sure. we've had a report that someone actually broke into the building. Just
man, I didn't try to break into shit.
Oh my God. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. You have no idea.
That's I just bullshit.
Go in with her or him.
So they take care of the homeless man.
That was the homeless man getting beat up.
Oh God. Okay. I mean, it is LA.
It is LA.
Rodney King. Rodney King.
So they go into the building. The mm-hmm. police, there's only one police officer with
guy
I'm
or girl.
Uncomfortable by that.
So what do you want to do, Thomas? You're being led
well,
in.
It shouldn't matter to Thomas, but guy or girl?
So I would just...
Actually, I'll let Thomas roll. I'll give you a chance. One to roll one D4.
Mm-hmm.
One to two, it's male. Three to four, it's
a
female.
Okay, that's good odds. What is it?
Four.
The chick.
It's the female.
Scissors.
All right.
Maybe she's a les. You don't know.
Does she just lets me in? Do I get any like negative vibes from her? I mean, they believe me so far.
They believe you so far. Yeah.
All right. It's just, I just have to grab some papers and then I'll be done. I'll be real quick and then you guys can continue with your investigation. I don't want to involve myself in any way.
The one girl basically just says, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, but I'm going to be following. I'll follow you in just to make sure that everything's coast is clear.
I go back to Flab's office then.
The cop basically looks at you. Is this your office? It doesn't have your... What's your name?
I'm his assistant, and he's supposed to leave it unlocked. I don't know if he did, but I'm supposed to pick up some papers. I'm actually working for Kenneth Cole lately. He's been also an assistant for him. So we're just trying to fill in the gap while he's been on sabbatical.
Sabbatical?
His Flab has been gone, so...
His sabbatical.
That's your exact words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, roll to see if you could see...
Is it Flab wanted by the law as well as hunters?
Isn't there something where you...
In Phoenix, I don't know that LA knows that.
Can you actually...
Yet.
Do you have any skills that allow you to read a person's...
I have intuition.
Intuition, that is.
Yeah.
That's it.
And perception and intuition.
Okay, so use those two.
And I fucked up on my skills. Motherfucker's gonna talk his way out of this.
6 out of 8.
Six out of eight?
That's good. Fuck.
Well, I put everything in charisma and you said something wrong.
You
said something wrong.
But I don't know what. She just gave me a weird side eye.
She gave you a weird side eye when you mentioned Kenneth Cole.
Oh, you dummy.
Fuck. I'm just gonna try and like grab whatever stack of papers I can. And be like, all right, well, this is all I needed. I'll get out of you guys' hair now.
Oh, yeah.
And just try and be flirty
you've ever seen.
As I go.
As you're going around.
I wish she has good eyes.
You overhear as you're stepping in, you overhear the cop basically say.
Just like the Foley artist this entire episode.
I'm trying to help, dude. I'm trying to paint
suspect
a picture.
Suspect talking about missing person. Missing person report.
I heard that?
Yes.
You're going to have to knock her out, dude.
What are you going to do, Thomas?
Knock her out.
I really don't want to fight a cop. It's easier if I just try to walk out.
You need to put her in like a choke and like choke her out and then throw her in like a broom closet.
Like solid snake.
Well, I was just trying to walk out. So is she going to stop me?
No.
Or does she let me walk out?
She follows you out.
Okay. I heard that.
She's not. Yeah. Basically, you hear some mumbling on the radio.
Okay.
And they basically say, oh, well, you know what? I'll walk you out and everything else.
This is your captain.
So you guys are walking out to the front.
I just want to say it's so inspiring to find another female officer. You are doing an amazing job. And I know it's not easy with so many men on the force. You are truly an inspiration.
You should scissor me.
Let's see. Hold on.
Is that a persuasion? What do I get to roll anything for that?
Roll for
oh, my God. That's such a
I'm trying
suck.
To, like, just be nice to her. Just to let her nice. Seem innocent. Move. Okay, so I got persuasion, influence, and I will use some allure. It's a 50-50 if she's into it.
Well, just unbutton one of the more of your buttons on your blouse. You'd be fine.
All right, Thomas. I'm going to give you a shot here.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Number one,
mm-hmm.
She basically, as you guys are walking, he says, hey, I never got your ID. What's your name? As you pass, I'll give you a shot because I rolled.
Okay.
There's actually a board. That actually has like a bunch
directory.
Of people's names.
The directory.
Okay.
Wall directory.
She so I have to roll to see if I can read any of the names?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. What is that?
I rolled. So basically, so you have a shot.
What is that? Alertness, perception?
That is both alertness
search?
And perception. No, you're not active.
Fuck. Hold on. Let me get the right dice.
He's going to fuck this up.
will the curse perception. Of the bad rolls continue? Six.
It's about to. You know we're going to have to go back and get him. Get her. Sorry.
8.
8 out of
14.
You get to pull out a name.
Uh-huh.
here's it's a game of chance now, Thomas, between me and you.
Jacqueline Mehoff.
I have two names for you.
Okay. Oh, okay? You dick.
Two names.
I gotta pick.
You gotta pick the right one.
Oh, fuck.
All
right.
Okay. First name that you see is a
You're writing this down.
No, I got this. I got this.
Jackie Smith.
Uh-huh.
The second name that you could pull out is a Courtney Top.
Oh, she's a power top. Middle name's power.
Do you like that name better?
So, which name will you choose? Choose wisely.
I would like to use a plot point.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's got plenty of them.
So I can make sure that I pick the right thing.
I will. How many plot points do
you have? I have 12.
You have 12? Uh-huh. I will allow it if you give me 2.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Fuck it. That's down fair. To 10.
Okay. You know for a fact that basically you look at the thing. Jackie Smith is a male. Courtney Top.
See, I was going to pick Courtney anyway, so yeah. That worked out.
Courtney Top is
Courtney
the female.
Could have been a dude's name. I've met someone named Courtney.
Courtney is my name. Courtney Top, if you ever, you know, want to meet up after this or something.
Why is it always going to get sexual?
Because it makes people uncomfortable, and then they let you go.
And so, you know officer, what? It kind of works.
All right.
Because she doesn't swing that way. That officer does not swing that way.
Yeah, that's all right. So she's an officer.
She basically is...
Everyone swings that way. Yeah.
She doesn't force the issue of you showing your ID.
Okay.
She automatically takes the name.
I'm just going to thank them and go straight to the car.
And as you're turning to leave, the other officer basically says, hey, I have a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about a person by the name of Kenneth Cole?
God, I knew it was coming.
Kenneth works here, but honestly, he's a bit of a flake. I haven't seen him in quite some time. Don't tell him, but I'm kind of trying to get this job out from him.
So
you know, it's
here?
L.A. No, I've been here for a little bit.
For how long?
Oh, man, time just flies sometimes, you know. At least a few months, but I kind of hop between jobs. It's L.A. You need a couple.
What's
Would
your
you
other
say
jobs?
About... You've been here for about 3 to 4 months?
Yeah, probably a little bit longer than that. Maybe 6.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea if this is right. I'm just getting to the car.
God damn it.
You are answering correctly because if you got anything wrong, because remember, Kenneth has been missing for about 3 months.
I know. I'm very grateful that I listened to the episode before.
I would have failed.
Yeah. Me too, because I don't remember.
You get away, Thomas.
Get him a car to drive.
Okay, hold on. Before we
Charisma switch, in Fallout 3 was amazingly
I
powerful.
I just have to tell you that I fucked up when I spec'd Cade Jackson. I cannot believe that he just was surrounded by the police and walked the fuck out of there.
I just channeled my inner Dean.
Just so you know, Ryan, you're officially the worst character now because my character and all its ridiculous powers, or his ridiculous powers, I've always managed to do things.
You were the gun guy and missed every shot in that
picture of the episode. That is the infamous guy that can shoot and kill anything, and I missed every fucking shot.
This guy.
I don't want to rub this in, Ryan. You do realize.
Oh my God.
You're the gun guy and you're supposed to be the killer of the group. You haven't killed anyone since season 1.
I haven't killed anything.
You haven't killed anything.
I'm actually kind of upset
at
my character.
You should use plot points just to murder something.
I almost want to just like commit suicide.
You know what you need to do?
Start another character.
You need to pull a Bobby and use plot points to kill a monster that can't be killed with like a wood chipper.
With a wood chipper.
Like monster kill of the week.
That was Bobby using plot points. All right.
Monster killer.
I drive away to the address he gave me.
God okay.
Damn it.
So
taking a circuitous route in case they're following me.
I'm over this, dude. I'm gonna be a monster this game.
Now you can go to them.
So now over to them. You guys are driving.
Who was driving? Was it Flab or me?
It was you.
You were driving.
Okay.
You guys got away from the two, you know, T2 Terminator.
Yeah, the T-9000s.
The knockoff.
And you guys are driving towards what is Kenneth Cole's apartment?
How far behind
what is this Jeopardy?
Veronica?
I was 20 minutes already, 20 minutes. And probably 30 now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So during that ride, Kenneth has calmed down.
I would hope so.
Cade.
Yes.
Can you roll the alertness?
Sure, hold on.
I'm just so high.
Oh, no, not alertness.
Right now.
Perception.
Perception. I have alertness.
You have alertness?
Yeah. You want me to roll that?
Yes.
Okay. Five out of 10.
Oh, 5 out of 10?
Yeah. What are we, in Fast and Furious?
Well, you were. Blab.
God damn it.
I'm going to see if you can help.
I can't help. I can't barely help.
Oh, I know.
Just give it up.
I know. You have an alertness of 2, correct?
Now roll a 2, please.
Yes, roll a 2.
For the love of Christ. Hold on.
Okay, while he's doing that.
I'm ready.
Okay. Roll a D2.
All right, I'm ready. Here we go. I'm rolling, and it's a 2.
Oh.
Oh, he actually helps you.
Fucking finally.
Now.
How dare you?
Fucking finally.
I'm the one who pushes this plot forward.
I just did a fair amount.
No, thank you. I would say Veronica's winning.
It took 25 minutes. My damage can be done in
that
3 minutes.
That's not. Your damage can be done,
My lasting effect on the story can only
your
take 30
seconds. Your damning effect. I moved things in a proper direction.
Cade. Listen. You noticed something a little peculiar.
Okay.
At the whole I was time. Rolling.
You did. You're helping.
But it was because of your help that he was. Because it dawned on Cade during that very tense and highly action-oriented scene of you swinging the axe and taking out the electric biker on his motorbike.
I hate this game.
Cade realizes something. Kenneth never really panicked. During that whole thing.
And correct me if I'm right.
So Kenneth's in the back seat, right? And he's sitting shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, hold on. What are you saying, Mike?
No, go ahead. Never mind.
I'm going to whisper over to
Blab.
Blab. Blab. You notice when that 1,000 attacked us, Kenneth didn't react at all to that. Did you see his? He didn't.
Yeah, listen, you know, I've been saying I don't trust this guy for a long time. I didn't even want to come help him. You remember?
I remember. Explicitly, I remember.
So the shit we're in right now, is that you, huh?
Wait, what was the last all that? What did you say?
Is that you, huh? Oh,
it's all my fault?
Yeah.
How is it my fault?
Because you made me come here.
You know what? Anyways, all right.
He's making you break character. Oh, it's awesome.
He's pissing me off. Okay.
Get intact.
Okay. So, can I?
We're driving, right?
Yeah, we're driving. Oh, okay. We're in the car. You know what? I'm gonna straight up ask Kenneth. I'm gonna straight up ask him. You know, Kenneth, have you seen that Terminator type dude before?
And Kenneth basically says, well, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah?
That's the... That person has been following me for about 4 months now.
Okay, wait a second.
And you've
wait.
Been able to dodge him with no skills?
Yeah.
At your own house?
Yeah, like, okay, he's been following you for 4 months and... Okay, hold on.
I know hunters that can't last that long.
This is just... Just me saying, but did you ever think to mention that he shoots electricity?
Well, the electricity thing didn't happen till about a month ago.
Again, did you fail to mention?
Where are we going?
And I thought Mr. Flab would actually notice what it is.
Wait.
That's why he knew I was a hunter somehow, even though I didn't start hunting till after I went on my sabbatical.
Semantics.
But
whatever.
Retcons,
it's fine.
Look at David, the regular Roger Corman over there.
Hey, no. There's a whole point.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
What?
You just said that he should know. Why do you believe that?
Because he thinks I'm a hunter. He knows I'm a hunter.
Right, but I'm playing up the fact. Yeah.
I want to say stuff so bad right now.
he basically says, well, when I started having this problem, I kind of went into Mr. Flab's office and I found some really strange papers. And
I know he likes to order takeout, but that doesn't mean that you need to get upset about
it. He's giving a plot reveal and you make a joke.
Well, yeah, of course. I know what he said. I heard it. Hold on. Kenneth, what kind of papers?
He goes on to explain to you that he found papers in Mr. Flab's office.
Rolling papers.
That dealt with summoning a demon.
Okay, first of all, when the fuck did you summon a demon?
Okay, so.
Oh my God.
No, oh my hold God. On. First thing is this. It's like,
yeah.
We're all hunters. At some point, don't we kind of bend the rules a bit and might Look, have to I, summon have, a demon?
Yes, you
if
have
you
to
have
remember
to fight
though,
one evil, you might need to use a.
You have to remember
evil.
That we were not present when you summoned that demon. So I don't know anything about
what,
you summoning
that demon. What, David, what, you guys I, are so stupid.
What I just said is a narrative plan, by the way, if you follow.
Yes, yes. And I'm following
sorry, my own sorry. Strategy. So, Kenneth, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can maintain this.
And Kenneth goes on to...
I'm going to ask you a question. How do you know I'm a hunter?
Getting there?
He basically says
well,
that...
Then why don't you continue? Go ahead, take over.
He tells you that basically,
tag
well...
Team. You're it.
Did you just alley-oop it to me?
He explains to you about like what happened 4 months ago, or basically not even 4 months ago, it was about three months ago when that lady with the red hair showed up, and the lady in the red hair took residence kind of in your office, saying that you allowed her to work in your office for her own okay. work.
Let for me, clarification, this is the woman, the witch, or whatever
yes,
the hell
she is. The one that you think is hot and you want to bang.
That we
and
saw a dead that, body of.
Yeah, well, not me. You did, right?
Right.
Yeah, or Veronica. Yeah,
yeah okay. Veronica.
We didn't. I didn't see it. I don't know.
I think it's just me.
Veronica is the only one that
yeah,
saw
so I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just, you know, spitball here, okay? First, you summoned a demon, correct, Blab?
I don't remember ever summoning this demon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I have.
You can.
Listen, you know what? A man can have a McDonald's menu in his desk oh my God, drawer and doesn't mean I'm eating McDonald's or ordering McDonald's. So I have maybe some rules to guidelines, if you will, to summon demons. It doesn't mean I'm actually summoning demons.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan, would you like to roll intuition?
I would love to roll. In, let's see.
It's.
That's under perception.
It's under perception.
Middle bottom column. On the right-hand side?
I don't have it, so I have...
And don't worry, Mike. I promise I am not pulling anything out of my ass. I'm using everything that has happened since season one.
I'm just trying to think what I can roll here. Give me a second here. Because I definitely... Like, I'm... Obviously, I'm making small talk. We're driving.
Yeah.
Well, what about your danger sense? Like, look at your traits, too, on the back
yeah,
sheet.
Yeah, so I do have...
Danger sense?
I do have danger sense, yeah.
Danger sense only allows you to actually... If an action is being taken against
yeah,
talk.
So I... Yeah. I can roll... Intelligence, technically, would... I could use to kind of, air quotes, figure it out.
I'll flub it. I'll flub okay. it.
I feel like that's kind of fair, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a D6. I rolled a 6.
Okay. You know something's not adding up.
Right, and that's, yeah.
And you don't know...
No one said I was the smartest, yeah. Okay? So I had to roll intelligence.
For the first time...
I just laugh because my character is literally twice that.
You're trusting Flab.
Right, I he's part of our team.
He's part of your team. And Kenneth...
I hate to say it that way, but he's air quotes, he's part of our team.
Kenneth is not telling the whole story.
All right. Right, I'm gonna turn it up a notch. Hey, Flab, you want to take the wheel for a second? So I'm gonna kind of scooch over, let him drive.
Can I put the chair back a little bit? My belly won't fit.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Get comfortable.
Can I also mess with your radio? Change your dials? That's something different.
Really. Yeah, it just as long as it's not country, I don't care.
I like listening to commercials, ads.
What is this? what is this, Demolition Man?
It's like okay. The fucking DNA for the worst person.
All right, so I switch over. I let him drive.
Like okay.
And then
what, I take it you pull over and you do the switch.
Yeah, I just
I'm not gonna do that to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about that.
I am going to flip a switch.
Okay.
And I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna grab Kenneth by his shirt and I'm gonna get extremely angry.
Oh, look at you trying to take a page from the Flab book.
Well, first of all, I've got to step
works.
It up a
hey,
notch.
Listen, it's got, admit that it works.
I gotta play.
He's just
cop.
Been put in place as the lowest in the team.
Yeah,
he needs to do something.
That. No, I gotta step it up a notch. Okay, so I'm gonna grab him by his shirt and I'm gonna say basically, I know you're not telling me the whole story.
Whoa,
so
wait,
fucking
wait.
Spill it.
Oh, there's it back there.
Hey, shut up and drive.
Do you have intimidation?
Go ahead. Roll intimidation.
Oh, do you even have that?
I don't think I do. I have
oh,
strength.
I thought you do.
No.
I thought you did have
I mean, he could try to use, like, strength, like...
I have weightlifting Brawling.
Brawling.
I have strength.
Who had the intimidation? I thought that's.
I don't think any of us.
I had just the persuasion and seduction.
Oh, okay.
Mike, I want to do something along with you, if that's all right.
Okay.
So I would like to cast a glance at Kenneth Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to play good cop?
And I want to make sure Ryan doesn't see.
Okay.
Okay, so. Okay.
I just want to wink at him, and I want to gesture or make, you know, motions not to tell Ryan anything.
Oh, or, God.
Or whatever his name is. Jade.
Cade.
Jade. So you're telling the interrogatee to not say anything to your teammate?
Yes, I want to warn him. And then if Ryan continues to get aggressive, I want to play the good guy with my abilities and stop him. So you're going to hurt him. What did he ever do to deserve this?
I see what you're doing. Okay.
So if I think
what you're doing, you're playing good cop. I get it. Okay, fair.
Basically,
I obviously that's metagaming it. McKay doesn't know that.
Yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenneth tells you that basically. Okay. Wait. I'll be up front. I kind of sold my soul to this demon.
Wait a second. I wanted to stop you from saying something. You didn't like give me the chance.
And no. Roll your.
And who says things so casually? By the way.
kind of started the apocalypse.
Wait a second. I mean, we have seen Supernatural.
Yeah. This is up to you now. Mm-hmm. Because I want you to roll your perception.
I want to use more than perception. I have willpower, which is at 12.
No, because that's actually to for defensive purposes.
Yeah, it'd be like a defense. Like if you're
It says an attribute.
You use the skills more so.
You use the skill for defense.
Willpower would be like what's my actual skills then?
You've
on your
got,
far right.
Bartering, haggling, influence.
Well, then
I
have bartering, haggling under influence. I have all of that. Will any of that work?
Haggling.
I have influence, I have barter, I have haggling.
Influence and haggling.
I have all three.
So do 2d6 then.
Yeah.
Okay. For influence as a whole, and then one for haggling
specific. Because haggling, you might be able to see something.
Can I do a claw at him just for the fuck of it?
Jesus. I've already got the guy by the shirt. He's probably pissing in his pants. I mean, I'm the least.
All right, I'm going to roll. Hold on.
Okay.
Pick my
dice. I'm the least effective team member, so maybe not.
You say that, but I still got like steamrolled down the stairs.
2d6s, right?
2d6s.
I did survive getting fucking yeeted out the window.
One for the first roll.
Oh.
Of course.
And one for the second roll.
Okay, you don't see it. I'm sorry,
Mike. Are you sure you're on the right dice? So what was I trying to do?
You were trying to see. Well, I can't give away.
He can't tell you.
I can't tell you. You would have seen something, and you would have probably gotten what you wanted. But now, your character. I can only tell you what your character sees now.
Welcome to the Shitty Roll Club.
Yeah, it's the Shitty Roll Club. Unfortunately, this is what Kenneth says. And Mike, you don't see anything. But he spills the beans about how he sold his soul to this demon. Because he found some papers in Mr. Flab's office that allows him to summon a demon. He sold his soul for power and influence and money. And he's been on the run ever since, away from this demon. But he's so scared of you. He's scared.
Shit in his pants.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe.
Makes you feel good as a character.
He tells you, I might have a plan. I might have an idea.
Oh, you got a plan, do you?
I might.
First of all, answer me this.
Just please don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you. How long did you get in your deal there, buddy? How many years?
He said that the demon only let him have the deal for about a month.
That's a fucking shitty deal.
Right.
Dean got a year.
I got one more question for you, Kenneth Cole.
Yes, Mr. Flab?
What did this demon look like? Is he a big old titties? Long red hair? Pearly white skin.
Okay, well, hey, can you stop saying it so seductively? I haven't had a woman in a while.
Christina Hendricks type?
Yeah. Veronica doesn't count.
Kenneth basically, unfortunately, he doesn't see it. He rolled double ones.
I see it, though?
See, like, what, though? I'm asking you something. Answer the question before I fucking claw your ass.
You can't claw the DM.
I can't tell you. I can tell you afterwards, but don't worry about it. But, like, Kenneth Cole, again, basically says that the demon in question is the biker that's been chasing him.
Okay.
A biker is a demon?
And back to square one.
Okay.
But he says he has a plan.
Hey, do you all have right, my on, summoning? Do you still have my summoning rituals?
Yes, I do.
Can I have them back, please?
They're at my place.
Okay. We're on our way there, okay, so we're right. I'm going to pull out my phone, and I'm going to try to call Veronica again.
About this time, Veronica.
Yes.
You're driving. Uh-huh. You get a phone call.
I answer the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
So, how's it going?
Well, I had to escape the police all by myself because you fuckers just left. But
well, it sounds like you got away.
Yeah, I did. I'm on my way to the address you gave me now.
Okay, good. I've got some information. Okay. And I'm going to catch you up to speed. So I'm going to basically tell Veronica everything that we just learned about Kenneth. I don't feel like repeating it to her. And just kind of what's going on, that he summoned a demon, sold a soul, blah, 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 that we got chased by T-9000s. Mm-hmm. And just kind of catching her up on everything. I'm going to tell her where we're at, and then I'm going to figure out where she's at, and then, like, how far behind us, and then...
Cade.
Yes, what's up?
Without him knowing, give Cole a drink of holy water.
Okay.
Because I found a book with demonic symbols on it right around Flab's office. There was a devil's trap in Flab's office, and selling your soul for a month kind of seems stupid even for Flab's employees. I think you're dealing with someone who's possessed.
Okay. I'll get on it right now.
Take the fucking proper precautions. Don't let him know, and then you get thrown across the room.
So, do I know any of this? Or am I
I'm on the phone. That's great.
Tell Flab, don't let Cole know until you guys are prepared.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I get it.
I'll be there in like 20 minutes.
Okay, we'll see you in 20. And so we're hanging up. I'm going to, since I'm now in the passenger.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if I have holy water.
No, you don't.
I don't, fuck.
Okay. But if you can make it.
I can make it, okay.
I'm saying when you got to the apartment.
Okay, yeah. Because I was thinking about a way to, like, if I had some, I could, like, mix it into a water bottle, you know?
Yeah, no. No, okay. You don't have any on
I don't have anything. Okay. Well, obviously, then...
I have a milkshake here.
Demons are lactose intolerant.
All
right. Well, I'm just going to talk... Flab, so Veronica's about 20 minutes behind us.
Yeah.
We're just going to go,
You want some of my black licorice?
No, I'm actually a red licorice guy. Black licorice is terrible.
Black licorice is the best.
It's fucking awful. I'm going to go ahead and...
you just pick, like, the worst things no one likes.
Where do you come up with this?
A personality.
I'm gonna close my eyes for a minute. Can you just make sure you get us there safe, please, for the love of God?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna kind of like lay back and like close my eyes.
Okay,
for a second.
It's not gonna be a long trip.
No, I figured. Okay, good. So I figured, you know, nothing's going to happen while I can take a little snoozer. So
you're gonna actually legitimately take a snooze?
No, well, I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm not gonna fucking fall asleep.
can I elbow him really hard so that he passes out so I can have a real conversation?
Yeah.
Like, I want to hit him so hard he doesn't even know.
No, absolutely not. I'm not letting every single episode you two fight. Absolutely not. I'm not letting this happen, dude. You can pretend to be asleep. You're not.
What are you guys gonna do? First things first. Okay, break.
All right, hold on. Okay. So,
Mike, what do you want
to
do?
I would like to put him under.
Okay,
before you get into it, Mike, how do you want to do this? You can't just simply say I put him under. Because
this isn't
I
like magic missile. You can't throw.
I want to punch him so hard he just gets knocked out.
What the fuck?
You want to concuss the man?
I can't let this happen.
Well, here's the thing.
I can if my alertness and I know it's coming.
Between my strength.
That's the issue. But the problem is, Mike, and I'm going to be honest, this is how combat works.
Mm-hmm.
In order to knock him out, you would have to do so much damage.
You'd have to fuck me up.
Oh.
That basically it would have to be half of what he's at right now. And
I swear to Christ, if you do that to me, I will go on a fucking killing
spree. And I'm legitimately thinking about this because, all right, you can't use your claws because that'll just kill him. But you have your lycan strength. What's your strength? Your normal strength.
Regular strength.
Yeah, regular strength.
Attributes.
I don't want to knock him out. It's fine. 12. I don't want to damage him for real. I just wanted to do one of those, you know, quick hits.
Because my strength is 12, too. Oh, now you just want to fucking sucker punch me.
Yeah, I just want to do a quick punch to the back of the head. You just don't even know what happened. And you wake up and, man, I passed out. That's what I wanted to do.
Unfortunately, Mike, you're not a martial artist. It doesn't work that way.
Cut your flap.
Because you gave, but that's how you created your character.
Well, I wouldn't let that happen.
Barter and haggling. Can I barter and haggle with the DM?
I mean, I don't want to throw this out there, but I used plot points to get what I wanted.
You motherfucker, dude.
You know what? I have tons of plot points. Let me use plot points to knock him out.
You want
without hurting him.
I needed to know what happens. I'm sorry.
I will use, hold on, okay. Yeah. All right. If he's going to use plot, tell me how many plot points he's going to use.
Okay.
I've got a rebuttal, so just go ahead.
Okay. So this is going to be, this is interesting because this can be done.
I understand. I'm going to play along. I'm playing along.
This is a bartering system now, okay? Yeah. So, Flab, how many plot points do you have?
A lot.
According to my count, 34.
How many do I have?
You've used a lot. You're at 10.
When did I use a lot?
According to my chart.
I have a fuck ton, I remember.
Are you sure of 34?
I think I have 34 and he's got 10.
No, wait.
Yeah, it's reversed.
You're right. You have 34.
Yeah, okay.
He has 10.
I have 17, I thought. 12. I have 12.
No, he has 12. 12.
He has 12. I think he got two.
Yeah, 12 is the last I have. Yeah.
I have 12 crossed out and then 10.
Oh, so, well then 10.
You must have used two.
So, Mike, we'll say you have 12 because last count I had, I thought you had like 12 or 15.
I was going to say, I know I had 34.
But yeah, he had the most.
All right, do you actually have it written down someplace?
Yeah, I do.
Thomas has it.
How much is it?
He has 34. You have 10.
Okay, so Mike.
But I'm going along with what you're doing here.
I am going to tell you, how much do you want to give me to barter to knock him out? Because
that's not fair, because then you're going to ask Ryan how much he wants to do to stop me and use all 34.
Hold on. No. I'm not going to do that. I promise. That's metagaming, and I will not do that. Look, I will let you knock me out. How about that?
You'll let me?
Yes.
All right.
But the thing is like, he's going to have,
let me have a little bit of
rebuttal.
It's going
to be a rebuttal, but I want to know, how much are you willing to spend?
You have 10.
I'll spend 5.
Okay, you hit my threshold.
Okay,
so I was going to say, if you hit my threshold, then I'll allow it.
I'm willing to spend 3 to let him think he knocked me out. And I will play I'll play like possum. I'll play like possum.
And then I'm going to lick his crotchal area just to see if he's really asleep.
Get out of here. Stop.
Here's the thing. I will let Mike spend his 5.
I'll spend 5 today.
But in order to actually stay awake and act, I want 10.
That's so wild.
Because Mike gave me the threshold, and his threshold is double.
Ryan, just lean into it. Just lean into it.
I got to take it, right?
Let's see what
happens. For people listening, that's how you use the system. That's how you use the system.
I'd just get knocked out and see what we get out of this game.
You know what? I will let Mike knock me out. I'll let him knock me out, and I obviously
10?
I won't.
10?
No. You know, I've got 34.
You're going to need them for whatever bullshit he comes up with.
Yeah, I know. I need to save him. No, he's going to let him knock me out. That's fine.
Okay. So, Mike, you lose 5 plot points. You knock him out.
Am I going to punch him?
That's what
I like
you.
How you like are trying to figure out.
Yeah. You do basically a Vulcan neck pinch. Okay. How's that?
Can I play Kenneth in the back while he's doing that?
So like,
Kenneth, what the fuck?
Go ahead and calm down. I'm doing this for your own
protection. What are you doing?
I'm doing it for your own protection.
He's not scared.
Did you?
He's not scared.
Oh, Kenneth's not scared?
Okay. Kenneth's not scared.
So now that he's knocked out.
I wasn't saying really scared. It was more like, what the hell?
I want to level with Kenneth. I want to tell him. You want me to say it?
Yeah.
I'm like, listen here, Kenneth. I'm on your side. I don't know.
Can you do it in flab voice? Because this sounds really bad.
Okay.
There we go.
Then you say. Would you like some black licorice?
My dear Flab.
Oh.
Yeah. Where's my book?
Oh. Can you jump into a better body, please?
Well, I couldn't exactly jump into a better body.
This is no longer fine. This.
Yeah, you shouldn't have knocked me out, dumb fuck.
Listen, how hard was it for you to just go right back into the other body? I'm not going to speak to you. I'm just joking. All right, Kenneth. All right, so what are we going to do here?
Well, since you don't have my book,
I still have the book. I still have half of it, right?
Honestly, real quick, where the hell is that?
The original book.
I asked the same question when we started the new season.
And I told you guys, the original book is with Ryan.
Actual character.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. He has the book.
We're going to have to cross over into another universe.
So I'm going to have to play Cade and Ryan.
We're going to have to Winchester's this shit and drive through a dimension.
Or, remember, from last season, you guys found out that there's how many books are out there?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, Kenneth, what should I call you? What's your real name?
She just basically tells you to refer to her as what she said, which is M.
M. Okay, M. I need to know what's going on here. Are you a demon or are you an angel? What are you?
M tells you that basically, well, she had to possess this person in order to take control. So
fucking knew it.
I'm probably not from heaven.
Okay.
And she tells you that basically she fills you in on something that basically I've been wanting to tell you guys since season one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tells you that basically the reason why she sent you to go get the book in the desert was because she thought that you would be able to simply take it from that tribe and bring it to her. Now she's wondering where that book is because her book is missing.
So there's two books.
And she tells you there's six.
Oh, six books.
Eh?
There's six books, and they all represent different races on Earth.
Okay.
And without going in, it's hard for me to get into character in voice, but just to summarize, there are six books. The Book of Crow, the Book of, the Book for Demons. I don't have the number. Unfortunately, the paper's in front of me. But they all represent.
Unfortunately, the paper's in front of you.
Well, yeah, I have like this all written out.
Oh.
So there's a Book of Crow, which is the shapeshifters that you guys ran into in the desert.
Okay.
There's the Book of Demons. There's the Book of Changelings. And each of the books represent a specific monster race.
Wouldn't it have been cool
in
if
Supernatural.
I was awake to hear all this?
It would have been.
I'm hearing all of it.
We don't know that now.
So she says, she tells you that basically if we bring these books together, makes us control the other races.
The other monsters.
Oh, it's like one the ring of rules.
It's like the tablets.
Yes.
It's like the rings
like
of
power. Like the tablet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. And what is your end game?
Like she's gonna tell me.
Yeah, she's like, you're
trying to try that influence. Try that bargaining, man.
She's like looking at you going,
Try to haggle her.
Do
you think
I can
have a
show her your dick
monologue?
Okay, listen, I will help you. Listen here, M. I'll help you do whatever you want.
As
long as I never made a deal with you.
You made a deal.
You gave me a book and I took it. There was no deal.
That's deal for demon language.
You made a deal with me in the very beginning this book.
I will help you if you help me.
And which is?
I want to summon an angel.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Why in the world would I want that?
It's my secret.
That's some shitty writing even from you.
No, it's not. I have a story plan. You have to listen to the Patreon prequel to know what's going on.
Oh my God.
Good God.
Okay.
I'd like you to help me summon an angel in a trap. Yeah. We don't have to do it right now, but we do gotta put it on the calendar.
Can I wake up?
Yeah.
You know what? She says, sure.
Okay, we got a deal. What do we gotta do to make this deal for real?
What, don't you trust me?
No, I don't.
Smartest thing Flab's ever said.
Did I give you something?
Well,
in that body?
She says the book would be nice.
Don't be so impatient, okay? I'll get the book. I'll figure it out. But I also am going to have to find a way to cross over to another dimension.
Why would you want...
Do we know that Ryan's like from another dimension?
No.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy in the universe.
No, Ryan's from another universe.
Right, I am, but you don't.
But we don't know that.
Yeah, we just thought he was
a dude.
Yeah, he's just a dude. No, your characters just think he's a dude. Okay,
so all right, so I'm gonna wander the entire Earth looking for someone that's impossible to get to.
No, locator it's not impossible. Spells, trust me,
you know.
It's possible to get him.
Okay, I'll get the book. Do you want to keep playing the charade in this man's body, or do you want to like leave now and give me back Kenneth?
Why not we get back to his place then?
Okay.
That's kind of sexy.
Hey, it's not
Can fun. I wake up, please? This is bullshit.
She's got to slip into somebody more comfortable.
You guys drive. You guys drive drive to Kenneth's place. You are basically...
I'm going to wake up Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up Ryan and say, dude, you fell asleep.
Wake up, bruh.
What the fuck just happened?
I
fell asleep. Why did the back of my head fucking hurt?
It does.
Getting hit by
a
car, man.
It does hurt.
Fuck, man. What the hell?
Probably just fell asleep the wrong way.
Yeah? When's the last time you got punched?
I'll give you a number to expertise.
Fucking hey, what'd I miss?
Are we there at the apartment now, or?
Yeah, as you guys pull up, she's able to catch up with you guys. You guys get to Kenneth's place. You guys actually, first, you guys, as you guys get out, Veronica comes
up to me.
Up, and it actually, you know, Kenneth asks.
Okay, question. Yes. Who arrived first?
We did, obviously.
They did? Oh, fuck. All right.
Why?
All right, because I was going to do something, but it would require me to be there first.
Oh, no. And plus, Cade was the one wasn't driving, so
yeah. Flab. So it took long.
Took longer. Yeah. So.
Fucking Flab.
I was driving the speed limit. Actually, 5 miles below.
Oh, yeah. That's safe.
5 miles below the speed limit.
So what do you do? What do you guys do?
God. Here's your fucking food.
Fuck, my head hurts.
I ate your fries.
Hey, Veronica, do I have a knot on the back of my head?
Yeah. What? I'll look at that later. God, that's different.
Fuck.
What'd you fucking do?
I don't know. I fell asleep.
Carry on my life. All right, let's go into the house.
Okay. There'll be peace when you I take it that's my signal.
Yeah.
I
fucking knew you were a demon. Like,
I should have fucking spent the 10. God damn it.
Yep. But that's
where we're at, though. That's where we're at.
I'm
just so proud that all my seduction stuff got me out.
The thing that I'm going to crack up at is, my God, like, Mike, do you really think that she's going to give?
What was it? Didn't hear that.
I'm going to force her. I got my own strategy. He's a demon. That's fucking...
He's Get still shit. A hunter, so maybe he's just playing a selfish game.
He's playing possum.
Yeah. Why does Flab have it out for Cade?
Because Mike finds it
what
funny.
What the fuck did I do?
I just imagine Flab all of a sudden turning around and basically going,
dude, he fucking judo chops me and knocks me out.
I woke you up.
Oh, thanks. I should have paid the fucking 10.
You needed rest.
You know what, though? I feel like... My strength is equal to his strength. I should have been able
He's half werewolf. There is no equaling that.
Here's the
bullshit.
Thing. Here's the thing, Thomas.
Yeah.
You know what you have, right?
I'm assuming the demon book, but I don't know that yet. So
exactly.
We'll have to do some research next time on the Supernatural RPG. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully we'll survive. Probably not.
Maybe.
Not if Flab's still alive.
You little maggot. You are no longer a part of this story. Hey, ass butt.